All right, joining me on the interview now is Edward Fremont, a partner at Deminor Recovery Services, along with the firm's legal advisor, Julie Bredie. They join me on the phone now from Luxembourg, and they have now published a series, or sent rather, a series of questions to Steinhoff ahead of the AGM on Friday. And they're here on the telephone to talk to me about the questions they will be submitting, as well as, or the questions they have submitted, as well as what they anticipate happening on Friday at the AGM. Good to speak to you, Edouard and Julie.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
So the questions that you've furnished the company now, I'm just casting my eye through them at the moment. And obviously, the first series of questions relates to the announcement by the company regarding accounting irregularities, which came out on December the 6th, and was followed, or came out at the same time that Steinhoff's previous CEO, Marcus Juster, resigned. Just give us your reasons for posing this question around when did the company become aware of accounting irregularities?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's relatively important because I think that the news, when the news was disclosed to the market in December, came like a shock to investors. I think investors, of course, was really a big surprise for them. And so if you look at the magnitude of what we can call probably a fraud, we cannot exclude that maybe the company was aware of more information compared to what has been disclosed in December. We are not saying that that's the case. We are just saying that that might be a possibility. And I think that the objective of the AGM of this Friday will be to get as much as clarity as possible on what went wrong. And the question is not only about the past, but also about the future. How is it possible for a company to fix what went wrong? And we believe that the only way for the company to regain the trust of the investor is to come with a clean sheet about its past.
Okay. Are you expecting the company to be forthcoming?
Well, let's say that based on experience, we do expect that the company might give some pieces of answer. Probably the answer will not be super accurate. What they will say, again, based on experience, they will say that, sorry, but there is a number of investigations ongoing. We cannot jeopardize in this investigation. But I think this is not good. This is not right. I mean, the expectation of the investor is clearly they want to know what went wrong. The only way for the company to regain the trust, well, they need to answer. They need to provide answer to this question. And if you look also at the stock price, I think that's exactly what investors are looking for, transparency. And every day, if you read the news, there is some more and more information about what went wrong. But we don't know exactly how this thing has been made possible. We don't know exactly, it's the board of directors. Where are these guys working? Where are they making control and checks about just things that were happening at the company? And I think as of today, there is a lot of things which are uncertain, and we believe that shareholders, being small or big shareholders, they all deserve a question to the answer by the board and the company.
Okay, one of the other questions you start talking to, and it's the idea of throwing back and then obviously looking forward and ensuring that similar failures don't take place. You talk about in 2015-2016, the financial year, the company reported that the board of directors assessed the design and effectiveness of the group's internal risk management and control systems. Tell us about the questions relating to that.
Well, what they are saying is that in 2015 and 2016, that they review all the risk management policy, which is good on paper. But the reality, I mean, 2 years after, it was a complete failure. And we just want to know if this assessment, well, has been done correctly at that time. We just want to know if also, and this is something very important, if the company was assisted by Deloitte, and what was the role of the auditors in reviewing the risk management? Because the reality today is that, well, this didn't work out, because if the risk management would have been top-notch, well, there would have been no disclosure of accounting irregularities. So we just want to know and just want to make sure that this risk management back in the days has been done correctly by the board of directors.
Okay, you also then get into quite a series of questions relating to just what is going on with PwC, who have been hired by the firm to conduct the forensic investigation. You mentioned the 14 work streams that are underway, led by a gentleman called Louis van Stratum. Are you expecting that each of those 14 reports will be released by the company?
Well, I mean, on our side, the company must disclose the result of this investigation. I mean, it's just impossible. I don't see how it would have been possible for the company to justify the fact that, oh, well, this is the outcome of the Pricewaterhouse investigation, and we don't want to disclose this information. This would be a complete nonsense by the company. I mean, clearly. And so we are, of course, pushing the company and Price to disclose as much as possible information, again, in order for the company to be transparent with its shareholders.
And we believe that information needs to be published as soon as possible as well. So if Mr. Stratum is talking about these 14 work streams that will complete their reports piecemeal, investors have a right to view those reports as soon as they become available to PwC.
Okay, great. Perhaps then just turning our attention to what's recently developed with the company restating its the value of its property portfolio. Was that a surprise to you too, that initiation?
It was a complete surprise. Right. It was a complete surprise. I mean, how is it possible to have a mismatch of 1 billion of euros? 1 billion of euros. I mean, this is just... Yeah, it's a complete surprise. I would say, yeah, it's a surprise and not a surprise, because when you are seeing all this bad information being disclosed to the market, you say, when this will stop, you know, at a certain stage. I mean, the company must make now a full disclosure of what went wrong. And the company must disclose the results of the Pricewaterhouse investigation. Again and again, it's about transparency here.
Okay, you also got a question regarding will Steinhoff begin creating provisions for investor claims that have been initiated or that could be initiated in the near future? I would assume they would have to do that, Edward, given what's going on. I mean, surely they've got to start provisioning for that?
They're called to do that. Really, it's really a decision to be made by the board of directors. Probably what they would say, based on the advice that they will receive from the lawyers, is to say that, well, you know, these proceedings are too early. There are a lot of people talking, but we don't see any lawsuits. It's just the beginning. So, well, we have no real visibility on what could be the outcome of all this litigation for the company. But again, it's a decision to be made by the board. And of course, I mean, it's their own liability to decide if they want to create provision for all this litigation.
You also make a point regarding why Deloitte Accountants BV were being reappointed as part of the proposals or the resolutions that will be presented at the AGM to remain as Steinhoff's external auditor for the financial year 2018. That would be quite surprising. Just give us your thoughts around why you think Deloitte might want to stay on as the auditor, given the fact that we've got potentially accounting irregularities extending to as much as 6 billion euros. Is that a fairly surprising view from your stance that Deloitte would even want to remain the auditor of this company?
I think that's a very good question. I think also, let's imagine that Deloitte would say, well, I don't want to work anymore with Steinhoff. I think this would look suspicious. So probably Deloitte think that they have some very good reason to remain the external auditors of the company, and probably the board as well has some good reason to believe that Deloitte should stay as the external auditor. But again, I think it's a decision made by the board of directors, and yeah, they will be it's there under their own responsibility.
You make a very interesting question here, asking Deloitte now, because you have a series of questions for them as well. When they were informed of the investigation announced by German public prosecutors into former CEO Markus Juster and other senior managers suspected accounting fraud in 2015, sitting on the outside, it appears. When exactly did that investigation come to light? I suspect it was when the German Manager magazine revealed it in August 2017.
That is what we believe. However, we'd like to know, I think the main thing is whether Deloitte then took additional steps to investigate even further, whether their accounting reviews or their final consolidated financial statements were accurate and didn't already pull the brakes on Steinhoff at that point. We don't understand why it was kept secret to this point, basically that something larger might be wrong with the accounts.
Okay, great. So I think some very interesting questions here. Perhaps you can just round out Julian Edward with just a few thoughts around the process that takes place at the AGM and when, if any, opportunity will be given to investors and representatives of investors to ask questions, and what perhaps under Dutch law the company is obligated to do in that situation.
Well, it's easy. I mean, if you have shares, you can ask questions. And if you've been able to register with the AGM, you can show up at the AGM and you can ask questions, and the board must answer the question. Of course, there might be a debate about the quality of the answer by the board. The board might say, well, the question is like last-minute question. I didn't have the time to prepare the answer. On our side, we send the question more than 2 weeks in advance to the board. So we believe that the board should be, and Deloitte, of course, fully prepared to give us some answer to our question. And I think that's surely one of the basic right of shareholders, is just to be able to ask questions and receive a clear answer from the board. No matter if you are a big or a small investor, it doesn't make any difference at all. Every shareholder deserves an answer to its question.
All right, great. We're going to have to leave it there, Edouard and Julie, but we will obviously look forward to getting your reaction to what transpires at the AGM after that event is held on Friday. But thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Edouard Freemalt and Julie Bredie from Demonor Recovery Services.